Yesterday, Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer pretended to be a human, posting this picture on Twitter, trying to appeal to the voters like an ordinary Joe, showing himself grilling some burgers for Father's Day. But if you look at this picture for more than 0.2 seconds, it becomes sadly clear that this is the first time that Chuck Schumer has used a grill in his entire 73-year-old life, because nobody on planet Earth puts cheese on a raw hamburger patty. Now, in case you grew up without a father and a grandfather and any uncles and never stood around a grill drinking beer with your friends cooking burgers, and in case you've never seen a Burger King commercial, or if you don't have any common sense whatsoever, you wait until the burgers are done to put the cheese on for the last minute or so, and let it melt, and then take them off the grill and serve them. Every three-day weekend, like Labor Day, Memorial Day, and on the 4th of July, and on Father's Day, politicians always post these pictures trying to appeal to the voters and portray themselves as ordinary Americans. But this has got to be the biggest fail of such a propaganda piece ever. The mockery spread so far and wide that one of his interns later deleted the tweet. Something else hilarious I discovered yesterday was when I was searching for those famous, funny Black Father's Day memes. And of course, everybody knows what kind of memes I'm talking about. And so Google added a trigger warning saying memes about groups of people might be disturbing or hurtful. Literally, when you search for Black Father's Day memes, not Father's Day memes, not White Father's Day memes, only Black Father's Day memes. And just a note, you have to search on Google Images for this. When I posted this on social media yesterday, some people searched and said that they weren't getting the trigger warning because they were just searching the regular Google search. You have to click on the Images search, and it's there because memes like this may hurt certain people's feelings. Here's Father's Day in the Hood. This kid is sad, calling Father's Day a white holiday. They put the same trigger warning on the search for Alphabet Soup Pride Month memes, too. Also, over the weekend, a bunch of A-list celebrities gathered to help old Joe raise $30 million for his campaign, including George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Jimmy Kimmel, and even Obama, who once made this admission about what it is that's going on.
Did you ever look at something going on in the news and go, you know what the situation needs? Little Barack Obama.
I've said this before.
This was actually during the Trump administration.
People would ask me, knowing what you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what? If I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats, looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony. Wow. I'd be fine with that.
Much to Obama's disappointment, old Joe doesn't have the cognitive abilities to follow directions, so he just serves up his instructions to old Joe's staff instead. But it was a good thing that Obama was at the fundraiser, because he had to help old Joe get off the stage, because I'm sure you've seen that's one of Joe's many problems, finding his way off stage after he gives remarks. There he is with Jimmy Kimmel on his right, Obama on his left, standing there frozen again, just like he did at the Juneteenth festival. Obama grabs his arm. Come on, Joe. It's time to go. The event's over. And look at him just shuffle away. Oh my gosh. Embarrassing. Embarrassing. This way, Joe. We got your ice cream ready. Good job. Old Joe freezing on stage and getting lost on stage is a regular occurrence. This is him at the White House Juneteenth Festival. The only person in the crowd standing perfectly still. Lost in his own backyard. Where am I? What is going on? Why is there a man with a beard in a dress standing next to me? Here he is recently shaking Senator Chuck Schumer's hand and then instantly forgetting about it and seeing him shake everybody else's hand and then holding out his hand, expecting, well, he's shaking everyone's hand. Let me shake his hand. and then getting confused, thinking that he snubbed him. Standing there, what? How come he didn't shake my hand? And this poor old man is scheduled to stand on a debate stage alongside Donald Trump in less than 2 weeks. And the media is in a panic. And so they're priming their audience for an embarrassing and disappointing performance by saying that it's not Joe's performance that's going to be a problem. It's that the audience has set their expectations too high.
And it already feels like, you know, the first presidential debate is set for June 27th. It already feels like the bar that is set for Biden to clear is so much more substantially, so much substantially higher than the one Trump has to clear, which is literally, is he alive? Is he standing? Are the words coming out of his mouth? Setting aside what the words actually are. And
that is actually the bar that most Democrats have for Joe. That is going to be considered a victory for them. Can he get on stage? Can he stand the entire time? Can he formulate sentences?
And I wonder if there's any way for Biden to overcome what seems like a structural disadvantage on, you know, in the weeks leading up to what's going to be a pretty important inflection point in this campaign.
Biden has a disadvantage, a structural disadvantage, because everybody just thinks he's going to do perfect, and nobody's perfect.
Yeah, Alex, I think that's an important question. We don't know the answer yet. The challenge with Trump, running against Trump for Biden, is that they're not it's not really a head-to-head contest in which they're both being judged by the same term.
For over a year, the Biden team has been in a conundrum, trying to figure out whether or not they were going to allow old Joe to actually debate Trump. And up until recently, they had no comment on the issue because they were trying to figure out whether or not Biden was going to look weaker if he didn't debate Trump, or if he debates him and then reveals to the nation, who doesn't follow the news and doesn't see all the clips that we see, reveals to the nation that he has aged like milk. So I'm going to start stocking up on popcorn now, because this could very well be one of the greatest televised events in history. And by the way, you should start stocking up on my t-shirts so that you can be sure to get them in time for the 4th of July, which is just around the corner, like my 1776 shirt, or the new An Appeal to Heaven shirt, the Teflon Don shirt, or any of my awesome designs. Now, most if not all, available in tank tops as well. So just click on the design, and then underneath on that listing shows the different options, the tank tops, the long sleeves, and the hoodies. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.